James Ray.
Every great tradition has told you that you were created in the image and the likeness of the creative source. That means that you have God potential and power to create your world, and you are. And maybe you've created things to this point that are wonderful and worthy of you, and maybe you haven't. The question I'd ask you to consider is, do the results you have in your life, are they what you really want, and are they worthy of you? If they're not worthy of you, then when would now be the right time to change those? Because you have the power to do that.
All power is from within, and therefore under our control. Robert Collier.
You are not your past. Jack Canfield.
A lot of people feel like they're victims in life, and they'll often point to past events, perhaps growing up with an abusive parent or in a dysfunctional family. Most psychologists believe that about 85% of families are dysfunctional, so it's like all of a sudden you're not so unique. And my parents were alcoholics, my dad abused me, my mother divorced him when I was six. I mean, that's almost everybody's story in some form or not. So that's just called so what. The real what is, what are you going to do now? What do you choose now? Because you can either keep focusing on that or you can focus on what you want. And when people start focusing on what they don't want falls away. And that part expands and the other part disappears.
A person who sets his or her mind on the dark side of life, who lives over and over the misfortunes and disappointments of the past, prays for similar misfortunes and disappointments in the future. If you will see nothing but ill luck in the future, you are praying for such ill luck and will surely get it. Prentice Mulford.
If you go back over your life and focus on the difficulties from the past, you are just bringing more difficult circumstances to you now. Let it all go, no matter what it is. Do it for you. If you hold a grudge or blame someone for something in the past, you are only harming you. You are the only one who can create the life you deserve. As you deliberately focus on what you want, as you begin to radiate good feelings, the law of attraction will respond. All you have to do is make a start, and as you do, you will unleash the magic.